You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. I'm talking the local, the state, the national. We cover down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time now, 2.06 p.m. on Tuesday. So speaking of which, let me move into my comments for the day. So you may have heard of Bill Maher, I'm sure. He's a comedian, political commentator, the host of a show called Real Time that airs on HBO. I mean, it's not likely we're going to have him as a guest on this show, but he's pretty sharp, and he's known for his sharp wit and decidedly liberal positions. I mean, he's an uber-liberal. But the interesting thing is Bill Maher is what I would have to call an old-school liberal. He's a true believer, if you will, a Democrat to the core, a defender of big government programs, making the rich pay their so-called fair share, the Green New Deal, all that. But what's interesting is that he has of late begun calling out his side, and I mean like calling them out hard. He's not a fan of wokeism and cancel culture and the snowflakish screams that everything is racism. He's on the record most recently as saying that he finds both sides of the political spectrum to be disagreeable at times. Well, that's honest. Just yesterday, he took a liberal pundit to task on his own show for suggesting that Trump supporters needed to repent. He blasted that notion, disavowing the very idea that because someone doesn't like a political figure, they get to brand their dislike upon everyone who voted for that figure. And it was a solid takedown, man. There are very few people that I would want to debate just for fun, but I think he'd be one. Why? Because he's smart as a whip. He's usually loaded with research, and even though I disagree with many of his conclusions, I recognize that he is a solid communicator for his side of the story. Well, in that vein, I recently saw a video of a monologue that Bill Maher did in which he addressed a number of woke causes and fallacies. And one of those that he addressed was on the woke left's constant efforts lately to engage in revisionist history. At one point, in a very cogent dismantling of the attempt to inflict leftist view on today's facts and figures, Maher said this, talking about history. He said, "Being woke is like a magic moral time machine in which you judge everyone by what you think you would have done in 1066, and you always win." He went on to say, "Just a way to congratulate yourself about being better than George Washington because you have a gay friend and he didn't." I mean, and it's so true. This is why statues of Christopher Columbus are being torn down. Why? Because people are trying to hold Columbus accountable to the mores of today, or at least their version of it today, whatever the political whims are today, despite the fact that he sailed the ocean blue in 1492, a time when exploration of the unknown world by the then sea powers of Spain, France, and England, that was a commonality. It was what they did. It's why most recently the homes of Thomas Jefferson and John Adams have become museums dedicated not to them and their legacy as founding fathers, but to anti-slavery. I mean, never mind the fact that most of the known world at the time, black and white, unfortunately, and regrettably, engaged in the slave trade. Does that make it right? No, certainly not. But neither can you negate the vast amount that Columbus and Jefferson and Adams and so many others have contributed to the world simply because you disagree with them on the social mores that you know today versus the customs of their time. Now, the official name for this rebranding of world events is historical negationism, or more commonly, just revisionist history. An attempt by someone or some people to distort the facts of any historical record to make it appear that something that occurred was in some way drastically different than what it really was. Usually to advance, you know, some sort of political or social agenda. Bottom line, it's wrong. This is why conservatives get so up in arms over mind-numbing efforts like the 1619 Project. The 1619 Project, chaired and authored by a liberal activist author named Nicole Hannah Jones, is actually sponsored by none other than the New York Times. Their byline is that, quote, "The 1619 Project seeks to explain this present-day reality and challenge the myths of our society." How do they do that? By rewriting history. What myths, you may ask, are they trying to dispel? Well, the myth that our nation was founded in 1776 with the signing of the Declaration of Independence, of course. Silly us. Why let the facts get in the way? Never mind fully recorded historical events like the Continental Congress or, for that matter, the whole Revolutionary War. 1619 is the year that we are told by Hannah Nicole Jones that the first slave was brought to these North American shores, and therefore the whole of our history now must by necessity be moved back over a century and a half to better address the leftmost of our current time. Because, well, racism. It's the same inane revision of history that has liberal presentation of the life of Joan of Arc in a recent play insisting that she was gay. What? How do they know that? Well, she wore pants in a man's world. That's all it takes? Okay. Or how about the latest movie starring actress Viola Davis? The Woman King is what it's called. It's being slammed on Twitter users by Twitter users because the movie dares to imply, really more than just imply, that black African nations participated in the slave trade. How dare they say such a thing, even though it was true? But here's the thing. If they can rewrite or erase history and get away with it, then the perceptions are going to become reality, and the great history of this nation will be forgotten. Oh, Phil, we can't be totally forgotten. I don't know. Look at the massive empires of antiquity that we know so little about. The Incas, the Aztecs, the Olmecs of this hemisphere, the ancient Egyptians, countless kingdoms of the Old Testament. We can find the evidence of their brick and mortar. We can see some of their roads and their aqueducts. We can even find traces of their written language, but yet they disappeared from history. Without a true record for subsequent generations, how does that happen? Lost to time because someone somewhere either took offense and chose to eradicate them from the minds of the world, or perhaps even worse, because those lost civilizations so pridefully luxuriated in their own present that they blindly failed to uphold their past and they were forgotten. I'm simply not a fan of revisionist history. I mean, to be sure, there are vast swaths of the world's history and even U.S. history that I would never want to repeat. But that does not mean that we simply make the past look cleaner or different or more socially acceptable to assuage the guilt of our current fickle culture. In essence, we are far more capable in our present to face our future if we acknowledge our true past. Liberals do not get the luxury of imposing their new normals on the days gone by. And we as conservatives, we have to preserve the record. We want our history back, good and bad. Or one day, we may find that we've been forgotten. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, yeah, Bill Maher, he nailed it, man. I mean, it was one. I put it out on my Twitter feed. If you want to follow that at Sin, that's SEN at Sin Phil Williams on Twitter, and it was epic. I mean, I put on there that I literally laughed out loud while listening to it because he was spot on. Some of what I just said, plus more. All right, folks, we got a lot more than that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.